This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Betts with Jeremy Zakas. Fair warning, these are very large snakes. And not all of them are harmless pythons. One of them is a red-bellied black snake, which Jeremy has taught me. I didn't know this before. Why should I know it? I live in a country where it's not trying to kill you when you go outside. But Jeremy lives in a place where the eastern brown, the great eastern brown, and the red-bellied black snake seem to invent new ways to scare people. This time we're at a preschool or a nursery, Jeremy, where we found this one.
Well, John, this one is at a preschool, and it's not just a small preschool. This is a large preschool on the Gold Coast in Queensland, and the Gold Coast is basically just a little bit to the south southeast of Brisbane, so it's in a very heavily populated metropolitan area. So we're not talking a country town right now. And where this snake was basically in the daycare centres and in the nurseries that they have here in Australia, which is basically, if you imagine, 3 to 4 year olds. So you're looking at toddlers just before they go to what we call primary school. It's basically they have areas where you can drop off your bags as you bring your child into daycare and then they go and play in their main classroom. And what has happened is that in this particular daycare centre, a child has come in, they have placed their bag down in the normal area where you'd store a bag, thinking nothing of it. But then at the end of the day or towards the end of the day, somebody goes and moves the bag. Lo and behold, there is a red-bellied black snake. And this isn't just a small red-bellied black snake. This was at least 4 to 5 feet long. So this is a fully mature adult which snuck out from under the bag. And now I think if you read between the lines, John, the scariest part of this whole story isn't the fact that they found it at this time. It's the fact that it wasn't there in the morning. It had managed to move into the daycare center while the children were there, while people were moving around unnoticed, and had been there for some hours before it was found. So again, John, it's a whole new level of fear. And I mean, I've got a daughter now. I'm going to be checking Chelsea's bags every time she goes into daycare, because there's every chance too that this black snake, this red-bellied black, was actually in the bag to start with or somewhere in a compartment where they hadn't seen it and had come out, which is the concern too. So this is how we live in Australia.
I like the way the teacher handled it. After the squealing, which is correct, what's wrong over there? Everybody was ushered out, and they blocked up all the exits and called the snake catchers. So they were very keen to make sure the snake, however it got in there, didn't get out and cause the whole school into lockdown. Very smart. Also, Jeremy, you grew up in South Australia. You have a lot of snakes in South Australia. Everybody does. This is a wonderful lesson for the children. I can guess that the children of this school will never, ever be casual about a red-bellied black snake.
I think you're right, John. I think they'll never, ever be casual about leaving their bags in places where snakes could potentially crawl in as well, because, I mean, we still don't know how it got in there. But I guess this just shows you that when you think you've seen it all with snakes, when you think you've seen every area they can get into, they tell you and show you something new. So this is just a crazy one, John. It really is.
All right. We all remember the movie Psycho, Alfred Hitchcock's great success, and the shower scene when the murder happens with the squealing pigs in the background, the madman with the knife. Well, let's go back to the shower scene. But instead of our star being stabbed to death, she looks up at the vent overhead. And what does she see, Jeremy?
In this case, John, she sees a python. I mean, I guess that's no surprise to anybody, but not only a python, it turns out it was a pet python called Rufus who had escaped. And this is not something you ever want to see in a shower. And this is not something that you'd expect to see in a suburban suburb of the capital city of Western Australia, which is Perth. So on a map, we're right over the other side of the continent right now from where we had that first story. And it turns out that Rufus the python had at some point escaped from his enclosure and had somehow made its way up into the roof cavity. But I think the weirdest part is the fact that there's now a potential anywhere in Australia that you could at any time look up in your air vents while you're having a shower and see a snake and see a python at that too. So I think this is another story, John, that, you know, you learn if you have pythons, make sure you know where they are at all times. But also at the same time too, that you just should not be, I guess, surprised by whether or not there's going to be a snake turning up at your door. So, but luckily in this case too, I mean, after the initial fear, after the initial probably squealing again, like we had with the kids at the daycare center, Rufus was rescued and basically escaped. But again, this is a very, very Australian story. And it's something that I guess It just heeds another warning, John. I mean, you will expect to see snakes anywhere. I mean, right now you could potentially have one right in your shower. And I guess in some ways we're doing a community service right now. We're telling people, you know what, this is where you could see a snake, at a daycare center or in a shower vent system.
Or the attic. So we now go to a house where in an attic, a discovery, not a snake, but a snake skin, 14 feet long. Jeremy, it wouldn't occur to me to look for the snake. However, you know snakes. Snake skins are never far from the snake, correct? They don't drop them off and then go 5 miles away. So the snake catcher is called. He measures the snake skin. It's a boa. It's 14 feet long. He says he's never seen anything this size. He goes looking. What does he find?
Oh, John, and what he finds is he actually finds the owner of that snake skin, a 14-foot boa. And again, this is just only an Australia thing, because who would have thought a boa of that size could be, again, in a very, very suburban area of Australia? And you're right, too, growing up with snakes, and unfortunately we see it a lot around here, too, snake skins. If you see a snake skin, you know the snake is close, because snakes are very, very territorial. They never move, if they can help it, outside of about 1 kilometre. So really, you know, about... I guess half a mile of where they grow up. So unless they're displaced by anything else, that's where you'll find them. So if you find a snake skin, you know that that snake is still living nearby. And I mean, in this case in particular, 14 feet long, that is an absolute marathon or an absolute behemoth of a snake. But it was, again, if we're moving back to Queensland. So back again where the daycare center was, back in, I guess you could say, the Gold Coast area, which is really, I guess, snake capital. And you know what? Pythons and boas thrive there because you have this very tropical climate. And as we spoke about many, many times with tropical climates, you have a lot of mice. So this snake has probably been feasting with all the mice that have been pushed to the coastline due to the flooding internally. It's having a great old time. And it's finally made its way into this house. So honestly, I guess as far as house intruders go, this is probably not the worst thing you could have in your house. But honestly, John, if I found that, I'd probably just burn the house down and claim the insurance.
Yes, I know. I'm thinking, you know, when you make a house purchase, you have an inspector come in to see what the temperature of the water is. Is and whether there's a crack in the garage foundation, that sort of thing. But in addition, in Australia, you have to go looking for snake skins in the attic. Jeremy Zakas, this is a Friend of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.